Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm going very well, really. Before I do this, I've just got to go get that out of the way because it's one of these stories.
Does that mean we should be doing that too?
Well, sometimes I can't believe how naive I am, and halfway through this, you'll understand why. This is from the Warsaw Zoo in Poland.
Okay.
They said they will start giving its elephants medical marijuana as part of a groundbreaking pilot project to test how it reduces their stress levels.
Okay. Right? Okay, I'm following.
Okay, but yeah, medical cannabis has been used worldwide to treat dogs and horses, mainly in America and Canada.
I think I did know that, actually. I've read that somewhere.
I never knew nothing about this, and I had to check it out, and you can buy, like, King Calm oil for your dogs and all sorts of hemp products like CBD oil, pellets and paste for horses.
Oh, I did know that, actually.
Because it doesn't get your dog high or anything.
Yeah. But this is the first time it's being tried on elephants. The zoo's three African elephants will be given liquid doses of the high concentration of the relaxing cannabinoid CBD through their trunk, so they're going to be sniffing it. Which,
Anyway,
the vet at the zoo said the CBD causes neither euphoria nor harmful side effects to the liver and kidneys. It's an attempt to find a new natural alternative to the existing methods of combating stress, especially pharmaceutical drugs, which I'd never, ever thought of.
No, I wouldn't have thought of that either, I have to say.
But they're having to dose these animals up. I'm going to talk about my opinion at the end of
okay.
it.
Okay.
But this is... the vet, Agnesia Kawasaka, said the project comes at an opportune time because the zoo's herd has recently had to cope with the death of its alpha female.
Oh, that's sad.
The zoo monitors the elephant's stress by checking their hormone levels and through behavioural observation.
Right.
She also said it will take about 2 years before a team has any conclusive results. If successful, the initiative could then be tried on other animals living in captivity. The initial doses will be comparable to those given to horses, which is 12 drops of CBD oil 2 to 3 times a day.
Doesn't seem like very much.
And then she finished it off with something really quite strange. She said the female Frederica has already had a chance to try it, and she didn't say no. Didn't say yes either. I'd imagine if she said anything, it would have been a complete freak out.
So are you feeling sad because the elephants are getting stressed out in the zoo? Is that what it is?
Well, the thing is, before the other one died, you had 4 full-sized elephants, and their enclosure is 0.005 of an acre, which is 20 square metres. Do you think that might have something to do with the fact they're freaking out?
That seems very small.
Like, that's disgusting.
Really common thing with elephants, especially. I know, like, lots of people say you should boycott doing those, like, photos with the elephants or rides on the elephants because they tranquilize them.
To me, the fact that you've got to, they're already doping them up to the eyeballs is disgusting to me. I just didn't even think about it. Zoos, I don't know. I'm not sure whether I like them or not. With little animals, I sort of half get it, but not a big animal like that.
Well, some zoos have interesting and important programs for conservation.
Yeah.
You know, like if an animal of any size is unable to be in the wild safely for whatever reason, it might be injured or it might have, you know, whatever, then zoos can be really useful. But, you know, there is definitely some ethical issues
I struggle with it, really.
I'm interested in the dosage. 12 drops doesn't seem like very much.
You might got a real big pipette thing. It's like huge.
The drops are like massive.
It's all to scale of an elephant. That's what we're talking about.
I don't know. Okay, they shouldn't be. I don't know. I don't know what the alternative is. Well, don't have zoos, or just have zoos with little animals in them, like
maybe
and stuff.
Bigger spaces.
Like you get like an animal reserve. Mm. Like, you know, you get like Longleat, and you get these places where you can drive through.
A national park.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, don't agree with it. I don't know, that really upset me. That,
yeah, it's
not
nice.
What was the name of the elephant? Frederica.
She didn't say no.
I always think that's the weird thing with giving animals drugs, is it? It's not very consensual.
The dog,
Well, it's like when they give animals bravery awards in the war.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Giving a pigeon a star just doing for what he was doing. He didn't have any choice in the matter.
The pigeon didn't get a chance to be a conscientious objector here.
No, exactly. So that made me think about it. So I don't know.
So do you think you'll go to a zoo again?
Nah.
To be fair, you don't go to the zoo much anyway.
No, I don't actually, to be honest. I used to live quite near Regent's Park Zoo in London, and I used to.
Can you hear the elephants and stuff from there?
No, I used to go fishing, and you'd have things either side of the canal.
Where did you go
canal.
Fishing?
In the canal.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I caught a gum barrel once, and I cut the line off because I wasn't having none of that.
A gum? From the canal? No, the fish that you caught.
Oh, no, you put them back.
Oh,
it's called fishing because
it's for fun.
Yeah. It's for sport, not for food.
Yeah. No, I was thinking, the canal doesn't seem like, you know,
it's
the most...
A good place to just go, quite nice, clean. Actually. Right, nice. So that's anyway. That. Right.
Have you got us a poem today?
I've got a poem, if I can have my...
have your.
If I could please have my sting.
Can I? You can have your sting.
Oh, it's better than a poem.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, I thought of this one last week because in every poem I always mention tea and grime. So I've decided to write one called Tea and Grime. Here we go. Tea and grime, grime and tea. It might not be for you, but it's definitely some of me. So when I'm listening to Skepta, DEE, Dizzy and the Bug, you can't beat some splosh in a BFM mug. Then how about Stormzy, Flo Dan, Dave and Big H from the Meridian crew? It'll definitely sound better if you've just made a brew. And finally, it's Tiny Temper, Nadia Rose, Big Nasty and Lethal Bizzle. Do yourself a favour, grab a lump of cake with some lemon drizzle. Go nice with a cuppa. Last bit didn't rhyme, but...
Oh, yum. It's no, good. But I don't think the last bit needs to rhyme, does it?
Yeah, I sort of run out of steam by then.
Yum.
Snaps for that. I also now really want a piece of lemon drizzle cake and a cup of tea.
Yeah,
there,
I was trying to find something with that come out so easy. As soon as I saw bizzle, I just thought lemon drizzle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If anybody was ever, like, wanting to get into grime music as well, you've just given them a really good list to get started from. Well, thank you very much for that, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you. Now, I've got a tune for today. This is going out for Renee from Gang of Four because she played it for me on Friday and I'm playing it straight back for her.
I love that.
This is so relevant to what's going on now. It's X-Ray Specs with Germ-Free Adolescence.
Excellent.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much.